2 years ago, when the amendment was first proposed, 66% of respondents in the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey supported the amendment. That's dropped to 61% in the latest poll, with 34% opposing the ban. But the poll found the gap between those that support or oppose civil unions for same-sex couples has narrowed since 2004 to an almost even 50-50 split. Mike Tate of the gay rights group Action Wisconsin says the poll is flawed because it doesn't make it clear that the amendment would also ban such unions.
If the amendment were to pass, civil unions would be banned for everybody, gay and straight alike. We'd see domestic partner benefits jeopardized for everybody. Where these have passed, they've been used to invalidate domestic violence laws that protect women that are in abusive relationships with their unmarried boyfriends.
But one of the authors of the amendment, Republican State Representative Mark Gundrum, calls such statements scare tactics aimed at defeating the amendment.
There's no way, shape, or form that this is going to in any way affect anything related to domestic violence or injunctions or domestic partner benefits. They just say that because, well, you know, in campaigns people will say almost anything to try and skew people's opinions.
Advocates on both sides of the debate say the poll is not an accurate reflection of public opinion. Both sides plan massive voter education drives between now and November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.